welcome to the Heal Your Body, Colds, Upper Respiratory Illness Tapping Meditation. In this tapping meditation, we'll focus on supporting your healing from colds by applying the insights and affirmations provided in the best-selling book, Heal Your Body, by my dear departed friend, Louise Hay. Louise was a big fan of tapping, and we've created these meditations based on her work with the blessing of the publishing company she started, Hay House. Louise always explained that her work was to be used in conjunction with proper medical care, so make sure to consult your doctor. This meditation and the tapping within it, when combined with proper medical care, nutrition, exercise, and healthy habits, can make a big difference in your physical condition. Louise identifies the emotional component of colds and upper respiratory illnesses as too much going on at once, mental confusion, disorder, small hurts, I get three colds every winter type of belief. So let's do some tapping around these concepts. We'll begin by giving a voice to those thoughts or emotions you may be feeling, and then finish with the affirmation that Louise offers to heal your body of colds. I allow my mind to relax and be at peace. Clarity and harmony are within me and around me. All is well. Please note, we're going to be bringing up a lot of different concepts and ideas during this tapping meditation. Some may resonate with you and some may not. The purpose is to move your body into a more ideal state for healing to take place and to explore what may be in the way of that healing. Just the tapping process itself will help your body heal, and as you release negative emotions and stress from your body, the healing will deepen. Be gentle with yourself and curious about this process and what unfolds in your life. Let's start by tuning in to your body, especially around your respiratory system, your nose, mouth, throat, and lungs. As you focus your attention on these areas, I want you to think about what's been going on in your life. Do you find yourself run down or mentally exhausted before a cold comes on? If you have a cold right now, can you remember what was going on in your life before it started? Do you have any beliefs where you expect to get sick? When you hear the emotional component of colds described as too much going on at once, mental confusion, disorder, small hurts, I get three colds every winter type of belief, what's the strongest emotion or memory that comes up for you? Feel free to pause the audio if you need more time to think about it. If no clear emotions or insights come up, tune in to the general stress or discomfort you're feeling around your cold and mark the intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10 on the app. And now we'll do some tapping. Let's start by taking a gentle breath in and out. Tapping on the karate chop point, repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. As always, we'll start with the negative or the truth about how we're feeling, not to anchor it in, but to acknowledge it and letting go. So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I may be trying to do too many things at once, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Still on the side of the hand. Even though my mind may be overwhelmed with confusion or overthinking, I give myself permission to relax now. And one more time on the side of the hand. Even though I might be holding on to limiting beliefs about my health, I choose now to let them go. Tapping through the points, eyebrow. There's just so much going on. Side of the eye, so much to get done. Under the eye, and now I have this cold. under the nose, and that's so stressful. Under the mouth. Maybe I can just power through this. Collarbone, I don't want to slow down. Under the arm, but I don't feel well. Top of the head, all this overwhelm trapped in my body. Back to the eyebrow, there's just too much going on. Side of the eye, and I'm holding on to this stress. Under the eye, it's safe to tune into these emotions. Under the nose, I wonder where this all started. Under the mouth, and I wonder what it has to do with my cold. Collarbone, all the stress and tension in my body. Under the arm, it's safe to acknowledge this stress. Top of the head, and it's safe to begin to let it go. Now let's move to the eyebrow point, tapping gently, and simply listen and visualize or imagine as I continue to guide you through the points. Don't worry about saying anything out loud here. Tune into your body as I repeat out loud what Louise says about colds and upper respiratory illnesses. Hear these words and see what connects for you. Too much going on at once. Mental confusion. Moving to the side of the eye. Disorder. Under the eye. Small hurts. Under the nose. I get three colds every winter type of belief. Is this a belief that you have? Just notice it now. Under the mouth. Do you have too much going on in your life right now? Collarbone. Are you overwhelmed and stressed? Staying on the collarbone. Are there any small hurts, times that you felt let down, or disappointments that you're holding on to? Do you expect to get sick at certain times? Just keep tapping on the collarbone. See what comes up. Tapping on the collarbone and just notice how your body feels that with every tap, things begin to open up. As we acknowledge this stress, this overwhelm, the small hurts, the disappointment, the beliefs that are keeping us stuck, everything begins to let go. Notice your nose and your sinuses and your throat and your lungs, how when they relax, the pain goes down and the healing begins. Staying on the collarbone, tune in to that deep healing power within you. When we acknowledge this stress, we begin to let it go. When we acknowledge this is what I need, this is what I feel, this is why I'm stuck, we release the stress and our body heals. Under the arm, feel your body relaxing even more. Activating the healing powers within. top of the head, relaxing even more, letting go of these old emotions and beliefs, feeling safe in your body now. Now back to the eyebrow, and let's repeat, either in your mind or out loud, the affirmations that Louise provides for healing from colds and upper respiratory illness. Eyebrow. I allow my mind to relax and be at peace. Side of the eye. Clarity and harmony are within me and around me. Under the eye, all is well. Under the nose, as you say these words, really feel them in your body. I allow my mind to relax and be at peace. Under the mouth, clarity and harmony are within me and around me. Collarbone, all is well. Feel that relaxation, that peace, that harmony throughout your entire body right now. Imagine it flowing through your entire respiratory system. Healing, healing, healing now. Under the arm, I allow my mind to relax and be at peace. Top of the head, clarity and harmony are within me and all around me. All is well, I am well. And you can gently stop tapping and take a gentle breath in. And let it go. Now tune back into the emotions, memories, stress, or discomfort that you felt at the beginning of this tapping meditation, and rate the intensity with a new number on a scale of 0 to 10. Go ahead and mark that on the app now. If a lot of feelings or memories came up for you during this meditation, be sure to note them down. You can tap on them at a later point, or simply repeat this meditation with those thoughts and feelings in mind. The more you do this process, the more you'll identify the potential emotional components of your cold or upper respiratory illness, and the more your body will be encouraged to heal. In just these few minutes of tapping, you lowered cortisol and other stress hormone levels in your body. You moved your body into a healing state, and you began to let go of these conscious and unconscious limiting beliefs that are holding your body back from healing. So well done. Use this meditation daily and watch your life and your body transform. Until we tap together again, this is Nick Ortner. Take care and keep tapping.